better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
You want to get involved on the conversation about Sam Pittman and his introductory press conference, you can call or text the Cherokee Casino Hotline at 877-377-6963.
You've heard what we thought. We want to hear what you think.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if anybody's, I'm not saying their mind got changed, but if there's just anything that he did or said to make you feel a little more comfortable with him being the coach.
John, I think he swayed a lot of people that were undecided, the 50-50s out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd heard of the name Sam Pittman. How much do you really know? How much did you know about Dustin Fry?
Literally nothing.
Exactly. You know,
literally nothing.
You know, Sam Pittman was the O-line coach. I think we knew a little more because the media pays more attention. It's our job. I don't think the average fan knew a whole lot more than what they've been told. Great recruiter, great personality, wonderful at building relationships. Here's what we knew more than anything about Sam Pittman. The O-line went from pretty good to crap after he left.
Yeah, that's factual.
And you stop and you think about it, it's kind of is ironic. Tell me if ironic's the right word here. Sam Pittman leaves Brett Bielema's staff. Things are pointed in the right direction, upward trend. He leaves. Bielema quickly has a downturn. O-line is at the root of the cause of why Brett Bielema gets fired. And then just a couple of years later, here's Sam Pittman coming in to be the head coach. I don't know if ironic is the right word, but, you know, it's almost like a novel or something here.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how it all played out. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It was not the way that I would have felt like as far as how he handled the press conference. I knew he was a guy that had a lot of energy, a guy that was very passionate. But again, I'll be honest. When I saw him choke up and have to stay away from the podium to collect himself because of showing how badly he wanted this job. And that's the thing. If you notice when he started choking up, it wasn't when he was talking about his coaches. It wasn't when he was really talking about his wife. It was when he talked about Arkansas.
Yep.
That's when he got choked up in the people of Arkansas and everything.
Well, and the former players, I think which we found out never really got into the hands of Hunter Yurecek, the letter from the former players meant a lot to him. And he said, hell, if that's all I get out of this, that's enough, you know, to know that he had their support.
Yeah.
So,
And yesterday, here's what Sam Pittman had to say as far as what made him want to come back to Arkansas.
When I came here in 1978, nine, the summer of 1979, and I was a one-star athlete out there at camp. And I thought I was going to get a scholarship to Arkansas. Lou Holtz was the coach. And I fell in love with the place. Now, my uncle had been out in his car and listening to the Razorback games on the radio. Seemed like he did it every Saturday, so the car must not have been in very good shape. But he was out there doing it. And I just fell in love with Arkansas. And then we graduated over at Grove, which is 75 miles or so from here, and most of the people in the state of Oklahoma are Oklahoma State, and I was Arkansas Razorback. And I don't know, I just always had a love for Arkansas. And then whenever we got an opportunity to come back here 7 years ago now, seems shorter than that, but 7 years ago from now, that was one of Jamie and I's dreams. And of course, coming back now, it's whatever's better than a dream.
So just hearing that from Sam Pittman, you know, people have talked about in a lot of cases when it comes to their coaches or administrators, always want an Arkansas guy, a guy who wants to be at Arkansas. Now, he's not originally from Arkansas, Sam Pittman, but he grew up loving Arkansas. And to have this become, like you said, better than a dream to be the head coach, you know, you at least know that this is where he wants to be.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way because you felt like the previous coach and the previous coach before that, this wasn't a place that they just wanted to be. They wanted to be at Arkansas. There's no doubt that Sam Pittman wants to be at Arkansas.
There are a lot of people out there that want head coaching jobs in the SEC and make seven figures. And but they don't necessarily want to be the head coach at Arkansas. And we saw that. Lane Kiffin had a choice, Arkansas or Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Ole Miss.
That's right.
I don't know that Eli Drinkwitz ever got the chance, but I know this. Eli Drinkwitz wasn't beating their door down to get this job. Sam Pittman was beating the door down to Hunter Yurecek to get this job. There's no question the job fell to Sam Pittman. But oftentimes, these best situations in college football and around the sport, I don't know where Arkansas is headed over the next 5 years, but you don't always have to have the brand name, the big name. And Sam Pittman's going to perhaps have an opportunity, or he's not going to have the opportunity. Perhaps he turns himself into a brand name.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a guy that I don't think, I think this wants to be, he wants this to be his crowning achievement for what has been really a great career for him in college football.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Austin is in Kansas. What's going on, Austin? You with us, Austin?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good morning.
Well, I can say this. I have not been more excited about Arkansas football in a long time.
Why are you excited? What makes you excited?
I mean, his press conference yesterday, I've never been so pumped. He wants to be here. I think he's going to bring in the right staff. I think we're going to win some games. That's all I want to say.
All right. Well, appreciate it, Austin.
He's got people believing. The first thing he's got to do is make these players believe. And that's what he spoke about yesterday was, breathing life back into it. And, you're not ever going to win anything if you don't believe you're any good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first step is getting this current roster and the players that are going to be on next year's team believing they're good enough. Apparently right now there's a belief amongst the staff that, these players don't believe in themselves.
Yeah.
That's job one.
Yeah, and just his raw passion, because me and Matty T were actually talking about this, where we were listening to the press conference and cutting it up, and one of the things that we noticed, just comparing it to whether it's Chad Morris or Brett Bielema or whoever, is there's no script. It was just one-liners, or kind of what we say is just like good sound bites. Yeah,
he speaks in sound bites,
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it easy for guys like us.
Yeah, to just cut it up and insert it. And again, that doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but it does matter, at least points out to me, that he didn't go up there with a piece of paper and have notes of saying, okay, thank these people. Okay, now I'm going to say this. Now I'm going to say that. I'm going to act this way. It wouldn't surprise me at all if maybe he had a few notes of making sure he wanted to thank a certain people and then just go up there and be like, well, this is what we're going to do. I'm feel good about this. We're going to play hard. I'm not a big slogan guy, which was a fantastic bite from him. So that way none of this left lane hammer down, uncommon stuff. Step in and just do the job.
Yes, sir. And I didn't say it with nearly the bravado. I don't know if
that's kind of weak, Tom.
Well, I mean, I don't want to blow any car speakers out.
Yeah.
Microphones up at 6:38 in the morning, but I mean, if you said it like Sam Pittman, that could be your alarm clock.
Yes, it could.
That absolutely could be. But yes, sir.
Better.
I don't know. If that's a slogan. How do you even define that?
I think it's more of almost just like a soundbite.
Yeah, I don't know.
Essentially.
But it's part of who he is. It's part of what he's about.
And they did have in big red lettering there on the field. There it said yes, sir, in that way. So I'm like, I guess they're going to be running with that.
Yes.
It's all about the marketing and branding.
Sure.
I mean, and if that's the one thing that doesn't describe what the team's going to be. The uncommon thing was describing the team. The left lane hammer down was supposed to describe the team.
Right.
Yes, sir. It's just a phrase. Is all it is. So
yeah.
I don't have an issue with it. And even yesterday when he was meeting with Jashad,
it's kind of like Malzahn's boom.
Yeah. Exactly.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It's not describing anything. It's just a phrase. But yesterday when he met with Jashad Stewart. The in-state kid trying to make sure that his commitment is sound. That was one of the videos they took, and he's going, yes, sir. So, hey, resonates with kids, go at it. Have at it. Do whatever it takes. I'm fine with it.
And maybe they can turn that into, like you said, some social media stuff. Eric Musselman has been wonderful at that in finding, little phrases, little cliches, and making social media gold out of it. So maybe they can borrow a page out of Muss's book on how to do some of that, because that resonates in today's recruiting world.
And let's be honest, Tommy, if Sam Pittman starts winning in a big way, Razorback fans are going to be using it and embracing it and being totally fine with it.
So saw Stewart yesterday. There's reports by Nikki Chiamonelle he'll see Jacoby Criswell
today.
Today. So if you know, you might be seeing, you know, a decommitment from North Carolina and a commitment to Arkansas. That would be a huge shot in the arm for the recruiting.
Oh yeah.
And when you start talking about stars and players that can help your class, that'd be great. I don't know how successful they're going to be with some of the kids that were committed in Texas coming back now that Jeff Traylor's not part of this staff. I hope they can get to some of those kids and maybe keep them as Razorbacks, but I'm not real hopeful there.
Mm-hmm. Just say, whoever, just get some offensive linemen, man. That's what you need the most help in. Just get some of the, even if it's in-state or out-of-state, get some.
Who are some of the linemen he was recruiting for Georgia that were committed to Sam Pittman as much or more so than Georgia? You may not keep kids that were in Georgia, and we need to probably go look up and see a list of the commitments from Georgia and where they're from. Someone from Georgia, someone within a couple hundred miles of Athens may have a harder time getting. But if he's got a kid from Texas or Louisiana or Tennessee or somewhere, because when he came to Arkansas, he brought some kids with him that they weren't from here.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Kirkland was what? From Florida, South Florida. Dan Skipper was from Colorado. Brought him in here. So there might be some players that fit that he has built relationships with that were going to go to Georgia.
Yeah, I'm looking at their commitments as of right now for Georgia. Their two highest rated offensive linemen are both from Georgia.
Yeah, you know.
So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But they do have also a player from Louisiana. He's a center.
Right.
That would be huge. And also another.
Does Arkansas need a center?
Yeah, I think they could use one right now. Chad Lindbergh, he's an offensive tackle. He's out of Texas.
All right.
So, you know, there's another one. And then the other one is Joshua Braun. He is out of South Florida. So,
you know, you may not get the two kids from Georgia. They may have grown up always wanting to be Georgia Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. Close to home. Mom and dad can see you play more, you know.
Maybe.
Those might be harder to pry away. Kid from Texas, a kid from Louisiana?
May not be so much.
Maybe easier to convince them to follow Sam Pittman to Arkansas.
And you don't see this very often. Their highest rated offensive lineman is a five-star.
Yeah.
True five-star. So you don't see that all the time with offensive linemen.
He had five commitments inside the ESPN Top 250 on the offensive line.
It's pretty good.
According to Nikki on some of her tweets, I don't think that's ever... She said it had never been done before.
Yeah. So get two of them, and I think everybody will be happy.
Yeah.
Just get some of them.
Particularly one at center.
Yeah. Yeah. You could use a lot of help there. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Oh, geez. Billy Joe, LSU fans calling in. What's going on, Billy Joe?
Yeah. I just want to say go Tigers. And I think it's a very good choice for y'all. He kind of had the same demeanor when Ed Orgeron first took over the head coaching job after we fired Les Miles. He had that same demeanor. I do believe he's going to bring some attitude back to the team, what they needed, some discipline and everything, instead of somebody being halfway in, halfway there for y'all, and then halfway out. And I think Joe Burrow is going to win a Heisman this year, and I think LSU's going to win the whole thing this year, but we all know that. But I think it's a very good coaching spot for y'all, so, and I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all have a good day. God bless.
All right. Appreciate it, Billy Joe. You know, Billy Joe's actually a pretty nice LSU fan.
He's a decent LSU fan.
Yeah.
And haven't met many of those.
He starts with LSU and he ends with LSU.
Right.
But
that's,
you know,
fine.
What? He gives an opinion on what's going on with Arkansas, and he's very complimentary of Sam Pittman.
He doesn't talk down to us.
That's right. That's right.
So as long as we stay in that lane, we'll
continue to have you on, Billy Joe. But, you know, during LSU week, though.
I know. No. That's when we really want to have him on.
We'll see how that plays out.
It's like a little trash talk.
Hey, it's better than some other LSU perennial sports talk radio callers.
Tiger bait.
Yeah. Right. Pretty glad that he doesn't call
in. He has never called this show.
And I'm okay with that. And I think everybody listening is okay with that.
Well, they don't have phones in jails anymore, so.
I don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline.
We don't take collect calls here on the Morning Rush.
Skip is like in Bella Vista. What's going on, Skip?
Hey, guys. I wanted to take a day to take all it in. You know, I saw Lane Kiffin yesterday. That guy must be eating with Jimmy Sexton or something. He looks like the before pitcher in the bariatric deal, you know.
Well, I resemble that remark. So.
Well, I want to say this. You know, you said $5 million for assistance.
Yep.
Now, they're paying Pittman $3 million. There's some head coaches making more than that in our league. Where's the money going here? We get the SEC, these eggheads up here at our university are trying to do it on the cheap. We can't be doing that.
That falls in range with a lot of other assistant coaching salary pools. So, I think Ole Miss is at $5.5 million.
And again, that's just for the 10 assistant coaches, right. Not for strength and conditioning right. Or anything like that.
Well, wasn't the Chief making close to about 1.5 himself last year?
Yeah, 1.2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is if you get a good, like really good coordinators and somebody else wants to hire them away, they're going to leave because they get more money.
Well, I mean, you still got room. With $5 million, if you paid two coordinators $1 million each, that leaves you $3 million to pay eight other assistants.
Okay, I'll be okay. But it just sounds like when you have some head coaches making that much money.
So that would be, under $400,000 a piece.
And here's the thing, too, Skip. If the coach or the assistant coach is really good at their job and are very successful after year one, year two, or whatnot, and they have other job opportunities, I'm sure, Hunter, your check's going to open up the checkbook to try to keep them. This isn't a $5 million budget for the tenure of Sam Pittman. It's just for the initial deal. That's what they're going to go out and hire coaches for. And I think that as far as the coaching market, it's a pretty fair price for the assistants.
I'm excited about Coach Pittman. I had real reservations when I first heard that we'd hired him because I didn't realize some of the things that went on, like with Mr. Sexton coming back trying to bump us for more money for Lane Kiffin.
That's his job.
I think Hunter Yurachek handled that very well myself. Mm. And I really didn't want Lane Kiffin. I think it's going to end badly, like Bobby Petrino without the wins. Mm-hmm. That's what I would have been afraid of here. I think you'll probably see that at Ole Miss, but I hope not. Maybe he's changed. But I wish Coach Pittman all the luck. I mean, it seems like he really wants to be here, which is more important than just about anything else, I think.
Totally agree with you, Skip. Good call.
Yep, appreciate it, man. As far as the Lane Kiffin thing, I was thinking about this yesterday. You think Lane Kiffin, if he has success at Ole Miss, is actually going to stay at Ole Miss? If a better, bigger job starts going?
I think Lane Kiffin, in his mind, would love to be the successor in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah.
Win enough at Ole Miss to succeed Nick Saban.
Well, what say just for funsies? That Jimbo Fisher doesn't work out at A&M. And say that A&M came calling, hey, Lane, $7 million. What do you think?
You think he's all about the money?
Yeah.
Or the situation?
I think he's about the money.
Yeah.
More so.
I think one thing that wasn't factored into this, Jimmy Sexton's home base for years had been where?
It's in Memphis?
Memphis, yeah. He's now in Atlanta, is my understanding. He just Jimmy Sexton, inherently because of where he was going to put more value on the Ole Miss job than the Arkansas job.
Mm-hmm.
So steering his client there, working with them, probably more connections to big boosters and donors and FedEx people and things of that nature that support the Ole Miss program, because Keith Carter was new on that job.
Yeah.
That's a big moment for Keith Carter. It's similar to what Jeff Long did here early in his tenure. Had to go find a football coach. And went and got Bobby Petrino. I'm not saying Lane Kiffin is Bobby Petrino, but they had 4,000 people show up at their basketball arena yesterday to welcome Lane Kiffin. They had a throng out at the airport. He was holding babies and being told to get burner phones and all sorts of stuff.
Priorities.
Sam Pittman didn't quite have that reception, but hey, all of that's great. Makes great photos. Just don't make that the biggest day you ever have on the job.
Exactly. They're... Big productions, big to-dos don't mean anything when it comes to winning football games. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. And again, when it comes to what coach would stay at their current situation, my money is on Sam Pittman. Not saying he will for sure stay forever, but if he has success, I don't see him leaving to go anywhere anytime soon. Well, Lane Kiffin, a guy like that, I think that the next good opportunity that opened up, he did it to Tennessee.
Yeah.
People are saying, well, I hope he matured. Some people just don't change when it comes to stuff like that. Not saying he'll for sure leave and not saying it's sour grapes, but I'm just stating the facts. That was one of the skepticisms that people had of him coming to Arkansas. And I think Ole Miss is going to have to deal with it as well.
Well, we celebrated last night with the having a new head coach.
Had a little
Me and my wife and my kids.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
Had a little celebration. Had a little arts barbecue last night. Kids wanted a burger. The only place they want burgers from anymore is Arts. Did we what?
I was going to ask if you got the kick and chicken.
I did.
Okay.
So everybody else got burgers. I got the kick and chicken. Just, I hadn't had it in a few weeks. Hard to beat. But, hey, Arts is perfect here at the holidays, whether it's smoked turkey, fried turkey, ham. And I'm going to tell you, we've kind of gotten away. We did all that at Thanksgiving. We've gotten away from that. We're going to do something totally different. But if you want, like, prime rib, beef tenderloin, pork loin, really anything, they can smoke any kind of meat. Even if, hey, I've got this prime rib in my freezer, take it down to Wade. They'll smoke it up for you for Christmas. If you just say, call him and say, hey, just take care of it. I want a prime rib or a beef tenderloin or a ham or a turkey or whatever. They'll take care of the whole thing for you. So if you're looking to have someone else help you with all the smoking and taking care of all the meats for your, and even the sides as well, for your holiday celebration this year, Arts Barbecue can handle it. 452-2550. That's 479-452-2550 for Arts Barbecue, burgers and more. In Fort Smith.
You think he'll smoke strap back? Backstrap?
Backstrap? That's called. Or, yeah. Denison backstrap?
Yeah, yeah. I have some of that coming, so I was going to see if...
Just bring that to me. I'll take care.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Yeah.
I'll take
it. It'll go missing somehow, some way.
But, oh, I'll burn it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's
How'd
the thing.
How'd you burn it on a smoker? Well, it
just got too hot.
It rolled off into the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Just something like that. But, you know, that's the thing is I know nothing about, obviously, backstrap and nothing about deer in general. So
you should just bring that to me.
You're supposed to fry it? Isn't that what, or that's what people do?
You can. My uncle fixed some for Thanksgiving, and he took some, it's like some poblano peppers, cheese.
Fancy.
Wrapped it in bacon, put it on the smoker, then cut them up, put some toothpick. Woo-wee. It was good.
Sounds good. I never had that. I've only had the fried backstrap. It's the only way I've had it prepared.
Better on the smoker.
Okay. Well, I don't have a smoker, apparently. It's hard to have a smoker at an apartment complex.
I got four or five of them. So,
yeah, I know. Your entire backyard is a summer wonderland when it comes to pools and grills and outdoor living spaces and all that. I mean, that's what happens when you get into radio. You make the big bucks, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Can't wait to get to the point that you're at.
Yeah.
Where I can start having pools and butlers and servants. And
it's what dreams are made of.
Yeah. Well, let's go with that. Let's go with that. So, but maybe one day I get to the point of Tommy Kraft, and when that day comes, I will revel in it. That's for sure.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Everybody's staying home. Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
Zach is in Fort Smith. What's going on, Zach?
Oh, no, hold on, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Of course.
I think one of the biggest things for me over the last couple of weeks is, you know, everybody, including me, well, I shouldn't say everybody, a lot of people wanted Lane Kiffin. And I really thought he was going to come here, but it seems to me like things, you know, obviously they didn't work out. We're past that. He's at Ole Miss. And now we have Sam Pittman. And although I have my own doubts, I'm excited. It seems like everybody, as far as the players goes, former and current, I've seen nothing but good stuff about it. And with the amount of athletes that we have on the field, like Trey Knox and Traylon Burks, I mean, we have the talent to be a good football team. There's no denying it. We just need to fix a few things. And I really think Sam Pittman can do that, especially in the trenches on the offensive defensive line, because if you don't have somebody to protect your quarterback, whoever that may be in the next couple of years, you're not going to be successful, especially in the SEC. I know you guys have talked about that before, but I just kind of wanted to echo what most fans, I think, are thinking right now is it just feels good to have a coach that we can rally around and be supportive of, whether it's Lane Kiffin or Sam Pittman. It's Sam Pittman. He's here, and, you know, I hope the best for him.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate your phone call, Zach, because that's what we were talking about, is that at the bare minimum, you know you're going to have a great offensive line. You know you're going to have emphasis put on that. You're going to have a coach that does have a lot of energy. It's been around a long time, that has a lot of players that love and respect him, which is going to translate into players playing hard for him. And are all those things exactly going to correlate to 10-win seasons? Of course not. There's got to be a lot more going on there. But it's just one of those things that, as a Razorback fan, it's a nice change. It's a nice breath of fresh air, if you will, compared to what you've had to deal with over the past few seasons. So I think that that's where a lot of excitement resonates with Razorback fans for sure. And I thought this was a great clip by Hunter Yurecek, by the way. And I want to play this. It's a little lengthy, but it was talking about the job itself at Arkansas and how it's a difficult task, of course, with the daunting task that's in front of Arkansas and what they're trying to get out of when it comes to the football season. But I think Hunter Yurecek put it best and echoed a lot what Razorback fans feel about Arkansas and how, yes, you can win here at the university.
No, I think, you know, what my sales pitch to people is we have 19 sports programs. 17 of our 19 sports programs have winning records in the past year. We've won 3 national championships, albeit all of them within our women's track and field program. That's 3 more national championships than anybody else in the SEC. Vanderbilt's won one last year in baseball, and I think Auburn may have won another one in equestrian. But we've won 3 at the University of Arkansas. Our baseball program has a top 5 recruiting class at the University of Arkansas. Our men's basketball program has a top 5 recruiting class. We have over 10 teams that have been ranked in the top 25 nationally. It can be done here at the University of Arkansas in our football program because 17 of our other sports have proven that it can be done. And so that's my sales pitch for anybody who doesn't think that our football program can be great here. We've got so many other programs that have proven that they can be great here. Our football program can be great. Of course, I mean, I think people see this as a daunting task, and some people are just not cut out for it. We're at the bottom of the toughest football conference in the country right now, and we've got to fight our way out. And you need somebody that wants to get in the trenches and fight, and not all head coaches are cut out to have that type of task, and some knew they weren't cut out for it. Some that you have to do some research and find out for yourself that they're probably not cut out for that. So absolutely it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that I think Coach Pittman is definitively up for.
I am so happy that Hunter Yurecek said that because I think that people believe it, but the fact of the matter is that he has come out as the athletic director of the University of Arkansas and says exactly what Razorback fans have been saying for so long, especially when dealing with their football program. They have proven in every sport that they can compete at a high level.
When we get these calls, and they're only during football season, guys, we need to take a look at leaving the SEC and joining the Big 12.
Give me a break.
We don't belong in the SEC. Listen, I understand like 70%. Two-thirds to 70% of the revenue that comes in is football-related. That's why you get the $40 million check from the SEC Network. You look at ticket revenues and where they're derived from. I get how important football is. But that's exactly right. You're competing in every other sport. You're as good as any program in the country in baseball, and you're the best program in the country in baseball without a national title. And that's a dubious honor, but that's where you're at.
Still, yeah.
It's true.
It's not a matter of when, it's a matter of if.
You feel that way about it.
Or the other way around, yeah.
Yeah. And so Hunter Yurecek feels, I mean, if you just take a step back from the football losses, you know you can win here. Because you've seen it done in every sport but football recently. You got to have a cycle, where the athletes from the state of Arkansas, first of all, stay home and are in good numbers. And that's what's going to reignite and jumpstart this program again. And, you know, I don't know if there's another Darren McFadden coming down the pipe, but Darren McFadden's being, you know, inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame because he's one of the best players to ever play in the SEC. You need another generational-type talent to come along. Some believe you may have one on campus right now in KJ Jefferson. You'd sure love to see that player developed into that if the potential's there. You need players here in this state, though, because we've talked about this over and over and over. How many times the two deep is littered with Arkansas players in Arkansas's most successful years. You got to get back to where you have those numbers and that those players choose to stay home to play football.
Mm-hmm.
build a fence around the state. It's easy just to say as a slogan. It's got to happen. But you got to have the players here to start it with.
Yeah.
And part of the issue in the last 15 years is the number of players coming out of the Little Rock metro area are not as plentiful as they once were. Now, in basketball, it's just the opposite. It seems like they're more plentiful. I.e., see the number of players coming out of this state.
Mm-hmm. For the 2020 class.
For the 2020 basketball class. You know, and a lot of them are somewhere in or near the Central Arkansas area. So that is very important that high school football continues to improve, particularly in the Central Arkansas area. I think you're seeing that. You had two teams in the 7A championship from the Central Arkansas area again this year. That's back-to-back years. I think there's some signs of improvement there. The Little Rock School District improving high school football, putting more resources into that. The focus has seemed to be on basketball will help Arkansas football return to glory. So those are just some of the things that have to happen in order to make all of this happen here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And that's something that I don't think people outside the state understand. And that's why it's so many times it's looked down upon as a job because of why? Because you just don't know much about it because it seems like it's such a remote place. You know, it's just people that's never even been here and don't know what Arkansas is capable of. And so the fact of the matter is that when people get here is when they understand. I think Hunter Yurecek is probably one of those people. Before he was hired as the athletic director, I don't know how much he knew about Arkansas. I don't know how much he knew about the Razorbacks and the tradition and all of that. But once he got here and he saw, my goodness, we can do so many great things. We can win at every level mm-hmm. and in every league and in every sport. I like the mentality that he has when he says, listen, this is a daunting task, but you know what? Not everybody is cut out for it. Not every coach can handle that.
I mean, I still come back and I laugh when I think about, what was the guy's name, Ethan Moore, that peed like a dog?
Elijah Moore.
You know, if that doesn't happen, Sam Pittman's probably not your head coach.
Yep.
I mean, just stop and think about it. Ole Miss wouldn't have an opening. I don't know that maybe Mississippi State would have. I don't think Lane Kiffin's going to Mississippi State and to Starkville.
No.
Listen,
that happens.
You just think about that little moment and how it's changed the path of a couple of different programs around this league. All you can do is kind of chuckle a little bit.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if it all works out the way, obviously, Arkansas fans hope it works out, and you come back, I mean, that's the moment where it changed for
everything.
You know, because Matt Luke was not going to get fired, it didn't appear, until that moment.
Yep. And now the circumstances are what you see before you.
Sam Pittman's probably still the O-line coach at Georgia getting ready for a bowl game. Well,
it's like what we talked about, you know, what if Arkansas scoops and scores in that Sugar Bowl? You know, the things that could have changed. I mean, just one moment changes everything for a lot of different programs, not just one. It's a Toyota Tuesday on here at the Morning Rush. Be sure to check out all new 2019 Toyota vehicles at your local Arkansas Toyota dealer, including the Highlander with plenty of room up to 8 people, the stylish new Corolla, the work-ready family Tough Tundra, and the go-anywhere 4Runner. Toyota, let's go places. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Marcus is in Little Rock. What's going on, Marcus?
Not much. Hello?
Yeah, what you got for us, Marcus?
Oh, sorry.
You all right?
I just have a question. I just have a couple of questions. I'm a big believer of Pittman, and because of his recruiting, well, one of the reasons. He's going to talk to Jacoby, I think that's how you say his name, today.
Yeah, Criswell.
What's the chances of, what's the chance of him coming here? With us having KJ already.
Well, I know that from people that we've talked to, it's a very good chance that he comes to Arkansas. He has obviously wanted to be a Razorback from our understanding, but with Chad Morris having his son come in, there really wasn't a reason in Chad Morris's mind to recruit heavily to Jacoby because of that fact. But now that obviously Chandler Morris is not coming to Arkansas, Sam Pittman understands, hey, you know, this is a guy that's in-state, quality quarterback that you could really use his services for, and that's why they're meeting today, and that's why I feel very strongly that he's going to end up at Arkansas.
Basically, every school in the SEC, Georgia included is one of them, Ole Miss. Most schools in this division have been to Morrilton to see this young man, visit with their coaching staff. Many sent the head coach. Nearly all sent the coordinators, except Arkansas. Arkansas didn't, like as you said, inaccurately, didn't put a big push to recruit Jacoby Criswell. Many know, some may not know, he's the half-brother of Dre Greenlaw. Played linebacker at Arkansas, now 49er. I understand he wanted to be a Razorback. We'll see if he still wants to be a Razorback. He is well down the path with the Tar Heels. Can they reverse that? I think they can.
Okay. Well, I know he changed his Twitter photo, so take that attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, well, appreciate the phone call, Marcus, and we'll see how that plays out with Jacoby. But I like the chances if they go in and they put together a good plan for him.
I like the fact that they're just recruiting him.
Yeah, just actually just contacting him.
Just making a visit is a step in the right direction. My understanding of the situation, someone pretty close to it, was Barry Lunny had been the only guy there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can't have that. Just can't have it. Let's go back to the Cherokee Sun Hotline. Phillip is in Bentonville. What's going on, Phillip?
Good morning, guys. How's it going? Hey. Tommy, you made a comment. You just made a comment about, in the way I grew up, like I said, that the metro, Little Rock metro area is not as plentiful in football. Well, most of the years it has been because I remember Nolan and Mike Anderson, all them talking about that was the place to go for basketball in the football because of the years of dominant in the Northwest Arkansas area, down in Greenwood, that this side of state was more of the predominant football and baseball.
Well, I think when you look at the schools, just look at the facilities, look at where they're spending their money, look at the size of a coaching staff in a conference like the 7A West in football versus some of the schools in the, and I'm not talking about the schools that are outside of Little Rock, but some of the schools inside Little Rock, and just where they spend the money they have for athletic budgets, where they invest it. I mean, it's pretty clear when you look at this football stadiums in the northwest corner of the state, they've made quite an investment in high school football, indoor workout facilities, indoor practice facilities, stadiums that would be better than many of the D2 facilities around the state at the college level. You just don't see the same level of an investment in staffs and facilities in Pulaski County that you do in other parts of the state. That's what I'm saying is basketball is a bigger priority, and that's why we're seeing more Division I talent in basketball come out of that part of the state. It's a decision by many kids at a young age to choose basketball over football.
Right. And so what I think is, to me, and this is true because, like I said, I live in Northwest Arkansas. A lot of the reason why I see in the Northwest Arkansas area, especially in Bentonville, both schools, and Rogers and all that stuff, is they got the corporate push. You've got a corporate company pushing behind that because it's like I've always learned living in Bentonville is if the schools look good, then when these big corporations hire these people and bring them in, they want the schools to look good. And then so the parents are going to come in. And then that's where that money is. So I think you've got to get a corporate sponsor in the Pulaski County to take the Little Rock or North Little Rock, and I think North Little Rock has done a lot better. And just looking at CAC, they've done good.
Yeah. I mean, North Little Rock played Bryant back-to-back years in the title game. So there's been success there. I'm talking specifically, in Pulaski County. So,
right. I guess another question is this: do you think Pittman? And I know that Colin's been hushed about Lunny, but do you think that Pittman gives the reins of offense, the keys to Lunny, or do you think he brings someone else in?
All right. Thanks for the call. Yesterday, John, his comment when asked about Barry and basically deferring, hey, you can talk to Barry about this, led you to believe that I took from that that it didn't look like to me that Barry was going to be a part of the future 10-man coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we may end up being wrong. He may still be the tight ends coach or special teams coach or find some role. I think when you're Sam Pittman and you're a first-year head coach, first time ever to sit in the big chair in an SEC program or any program at this level, be hard to tab a guy to be the OC that's never done that job either.
Yeah.
That's a huge risk for him. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what comes out in the next day or two. I checked Barry's Twitter profile this morning, and it still said the same thing. And he hadn't tweeted in several days that, you know, he was still the tight ends and special teams coordinator. He never changed it when he became the interim head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what's going on there, but I don't feel – I'm uneasy about it.
And again, as I said before, I'd love to see Barry Lunny on staff. I'd love to, I think he's done a phenomenal job, and he did. And even Hunter Yurcheck acknowledged that in his press conference about the job he did in the interim role. I'd love to see that. However, that being said, that if Sam Pittman as the head coach wants to go a different direction, I got to respect that too. I want a coach that's going to be in and gets his guys, whoever he feels is best, going to help this team and help him succeed. You want to have his guys come in, and that's the most important thing. So we'll see how it plays out with Barry, but what it sounded like, there is a job for him, but it may not be the job that he wants. Let's go ahead and get into your Hog update here on The Morning Rush.
Arkansas football. It's the players running through the A. Hog hats. It's more than 70,000 fans calling Woo Pig Suey.
It's a great day to be a Razorback.
Guys, I've got just one thing I want to say to you. Touchdown, Arkansas!
Arkansas wins the victory!
This is your Hog Update on The Morning Rush.
All right, it is time for your Hog Update presented by Ozark Sportsman Supply.
Man, Christmas is getting here faster than you can think about it. And right now you need a great place to get several gifts in one stop. And that's at the Ozarks. They have all the best brands, firearm brands from Benelli, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Wilson Combat, Daniel Defense, and many more. And they got the experts behind the counter to help you with that purchase and select the perfect gift. Clothing brands from Umgee, Drake, Carhartt, Columbia, boutique brands, New Balance, Twisted X, Ariat, and a whole lot more as well. They can take care of you at the Ozarks. Hey, you won't find a better place to shop for anything and everything for your family or yourself than at the Ozarks for a joyful and easy shopping experience. Ozark Sportsman Supply and Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear, Highway 412 West, barely out of Springdale and Taneytown.
So for your Hog updates, yesterday and Sam Pittman officially announced as the Razorback head football coach. If you want to see those press conferences with him and Hunter Yurcheck, head over to hitthatline.com. Be able to check them out in their entirety. Also, it was reported yesterday that Brad Davis, the former offensive line coach of Missouri, is expected to join Sam Pittman's staff as the offensive line coach. Now, I feel like this is probably more like a Bobby Petrino, Paul Petrino type thing, where Paul Petrino was the offensive coordinator. Let's be honest. Who's going to be really having their hands on the offensive line here? I'm sure that Brad Davis is going to do his due diligence, but it's going to be Sam Pittman. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to be having a heavy hand in the offensive line.
Well,
so
it's kind of like, who is Nick Saban's defensive coordinator? Well, it doesn't really matter. Or who is Bobby Petrino's offensive coordinator? Well, it doesn't really matter.
No.
You know? Who's going to be Sam Pittman's O-line coach? Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. That's how I feel about it as well. But it was also yesterday, too, when they did an in-home visit with Jashod Stewart. Not only was Sam Pittman there, but also Steve Caldwell went along with the visit. Now, does that mean he's going to have this, you know, he's going to be retained on staff? Don't know. But obviously, the fact that he went on a visit with him in-house is probably a pretty good sign. And if they ended up keeping Steve Caldwell, I'd have no issue with it. I think it'd be fine. He's been a guy that's been around, and he recruits really well, too.
Listen, I know that the defense was very, you know, we don't need to hammer the defense. It was poor this last year.
Yeah.
Poor the last couple of years. And Steve Caldwell was part of that staff. But Steve Caldwell has been a part of successful Razorback defenses in the past under other staff. So Steve Caldwell's a good man, a good coach, good recruiter, and would be a good selection to be on any SEC staff, including Arkansas. So
I think so, too. We got Tom Murphy coming up next, folks.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline and welcome in Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Good morning, Tom.
Guys, y'all are happy this is over, or John, not happy?
Well, I think that there's a mix. We're happy that it's finally over, so that way we don't have to speculate anymore, but we're kind of unhappy because it was so much fun to be able to throw names against the wall and see how it stuck. But I'm sure that a lot of people are feeling the same way. And Tom, now that it is finally over, Sam Pittman named the head coach of Arkansas. Just when you heard this news, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I think when you go into a coaching search, you want to target a guy who's got big-time coaching experience as a head coach. So, you know, Hunter Yurecek and his staff did their due diligence, and they, you know, they went after some of those guys. And what happened, you know, there was like this grassroots push, you know, from Judy Henry, the Little Rock based rep for Sam Pittman, the players, and it got to Hunter Yurecek's ear, and eventually they found the guy who wanted to be there. I think that was the biggest thing that took me yesterday, was that Sam Pittman wanted to be here, and he's not intimidated by this challenge that Arkansas football faces, which is very real, and I think he's going to be able to attract great linemen to this campus and get better from the trenches outward, which is how you got to do it. And, you know, hopefully he gets that chance and things start to improve, because he's got a magnetic personality, and we'll see where this leads the Razorback.
What did you think of his initial public press conference yesterday? Clearly he got emotional about this job. I don't think Arkansas fans truly understood the history going back to the late 70s and him coming here as a camper. It almost makes you wonder, Tom, what took so long up until 2013 for the University of Arkansas and Sam Pittman to cross paths as coaches?
You know, that's a great question, because he had been in a lot of stops over the years. And I guess it was just a deal where, you know, who knows if he applied to other coaching staff. But you're right. I think some fans were briefly aware, like when he was here from 2013 to 15, we all know the offensive line was great, and they recruited guys from across the nation. And stories about how he came to camp here under Lou Holtz in 79, those were written at the time. But you write them once, and then you kind of go into the flow of the season or the camp or whatever you're covering. But he brought that point home, and you could just tell how much it meant to him and Jamie. They love this area. They love this campus. And I thought one of the funniest things Sam said yesterday was that when they first moved to Athens, Georgia, he didn't get a divorce, but Jamie basically didn't talk to him for a year. And now he's back. He went from the doghouse, literally, in Georgia to the penthouse. And he's very excited about what's going on. He had to back away from the podium probably 2-3 times to push back the tears and stuff like that. And later on, he admitted to the reporters, you never want to break out in tears or, you know, choke up like that. But he says, hey, if that's what you're feeling, you know, what's wrong with that? And I think that endears himself to people, that he's very real, and should go a long way in helping recruit talent here. And like Richard Davenport wrote in today's paper, the mothers, you know, he talked to the Skipper family, and Miss Skipper said, Bridget said that 98% of the mothers, you know, kind of fall for Sam and this family atmosphere he creates.
Tom, what about the coordinators and assistant coaches in the outlook? Looks like Brad Davis is all but officially announced that he's going to be the offensive line coach from Arkansas. Is there any other directions that they're looking at? Any other coaches being retained? What's the overall assistant coach situation look like?
Yeah, it looked like Steve Caldwell was on the recruiting visit last night, and they'll be going to see Jacoby Criswell today, which is a big step, you know, that now that there's no quarterback in this class with Chandler Morris out, perhaps they can sway the in-state Jacoby Criswell. I mean, that'll be a key early deal for Sam Pittman and his staff. I've heard the name Jay Johnson, the Colorado offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, who crossed paths with Pittman at Georgia, varied background, guy from Minnesota, graduated from Northern Iowa, has a chance. And Barry Lunny, I think the ball's in Barry Lunny's court. I think he was hurt. He interviewed for the position. He didn't get it. And so I know there's going to be other opportunities out there for Barry. Love to see Barry stick around. It would be a big deal in helping retain players that are currently on the roster. And he's a gem to us that cover the team and to the Razorback Nation.
Yeah, hopefully that will settle itself out, because he's become the common denominator, if you will, the tie that has bound this thing together through now three different head coaches. So, it'd just be odd, wouldn't it, to have a football team without Barry Lunny around it?
It would feel a little bit strange. And his position has really prospered at Arkansas. He had to deal with C.J. O'Grady, the ups and downs with coaching him, but the position has been very good with Barry Lunny there. It makes a whole lot of sense. It reminds me of Tim Horton keeping that class together, that big-time in-state class, which is, the most monumental Arkansas class since I've been around, with Jarius Wright and Chris Gregg, Greg Childs, Tyler Wilson, Dennis Johnson, that crew that led Arkansas to great heights. It reminds me of Tim Horton keeping that class together, some of the things Barry Lunny has done. So, I'd hate to see him go.
Also, Tom, I think it's interesting to see what type of offense that Sam Pittman is going to try to run. He kind of went into a thing of saying, hey, it could be anything, but what direction do you think they go there?
Yeah, it sounds to me like he wants it to be kind of a blend of the RPO game with a little bit of power to it when you need to. And so it's going to take a while to get there. And he got kind of technical when I asked him about his preferred style of offense, but essentially RPO. So you're going to have a running quarterback. You're going to have a combination of, man blocking and some zone blocking. And push it, they call it pin and pull scheme. And we're just going to have to see. And he was a little bit vague, but he said it's not going to quite be the bully ball of before.
Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Always appreciate you hopping on with us, Tom, man. We'll catch up with you on Thursday, all right?
Outstanding. See
you. I appreciate it. Tom Murphy and all guests join us via the Cherokee Casino Hotline.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Been having some really good conversation here this morning, and all of your reactions to the official introductory press conference of Sam Pittman being the new head coach of the University of Arkansas. And just to give because I know this is a question we've had through the text line, the Cherokee Casino Hotline, all morning long. As far as the time frame, I would probably say, for as assistant coaches go, what, next four or five days, you'll probably have the majority of them put in place at least.
He said he was going to get 5 to 6 named this week, didn't he say?
Yeah, something like that. But he said the other ones might be still coaching, so that's probably one of the reasons why.
Okay, but coaching not this week.
So you gotta wait until the championship or the Sugar Bowl or whatever the team that has a coach in there. You gonna wait that long? I don't know.
Well, the only thing you're worried about right now, if you're Sam Pittman, is having enough staff around you to recruit to the 18th. Then you can breathe a little bit, figure things out, then go at it hard again till February. That's what you got to figure out right now: is how do I survive 8 more days and do the best you can do, and work around the clock for a week, just over a week, to do all you can to get all these guys, because 80% of the recruiting is going to be done by the 18th, 19th, 20th in that 3-day window. And all those guys, 80% of those are going to sign day one. Not all of them, but
majority.
The vast majority will sign the opening day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a lot to do here in the next week. Not just assistant coaches, but recruiting.
Well, recruiting is more important than hiring out a full staff. It just is. You're only going to get to so many kids in a week's time.
But you also want to make sure that, if you have somebody who's a prospect that you could have a chance at, they don't want to sign with you if you don't have their position coach there.
Perhaps.
At least I wouldn't think so. If you're a guy who's if you're a quarterback, somebody like that, you're saying, okay, come to Arkansas, and you don't even know who the quarterback coach is going to be or anything like that, I'm sure that could be something that comes into play. So anyways, we'll know here in the next few days as far as the majority of the staff. And I know that the whole Barry Odom angle is still up there as far as defensive coordinator. He says a lot of coaches reached out to him, so I guess we'll find out exactly how many coaches reached out to him.
Already hired one off of the Missouri staff.
Mm-hmm. So at the offensive line position. But again, that's kind of should be fine no matter who was in that position because of Sam Pittman. But he obviously hired him for a reason, though.
He hired him because he wants someone that coaches the O-line the way he would coach the O-line.
Exactly.
Or I presume that.
Oh, you would hope so. Right. It's like you don't want somebody bringing in something completely different.
He didn't hire Kurt Anderson.
You know, I had almost forgotten about that name until you brought it up, and then you just have to make me feel weird about it again. Ah, man, I'm glad that guy's gone. All right, let's get into some scrubs and dubs here on the Morning Rush.
Some people were born to get dubs.
I'm hollering loud because I can back up every word. And I'll whoop any man in the world. And I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
Others were born to be scrubs.
These guys, I don't know if we're going to be able to beat anybody this year.
Don't listen to him, Hank. He's a loser.
Good thing we get to decide who gets dubs and who's the scrubs on the Morning Rush.
All right. It's time for scrubs and dubs on the Morning Rush, brought to you by Williams Tractor.
Yeah, the True Blue Savings event going on right now at Williams Tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing, cashback savings, and other year-end specials on select New Holland tractors, hay and forage products, and material handling equipment. Get in on all the True Blue savings now at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville, Berryville, or Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas in Rogers.
You want to start with scrubs or dubs? Which one do you want to start with today?
How about dubs?
Start with dubs. Who gets the wins? I maybe this is low-hanging fruit, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to Sam Pittman, giving him the dub. I think he just did a phenomenal job in his press conference, not because he came out and won the press conference with his amazing comments and the flow of how he made those comments. What he did is he came out and he was himself. He was genuine. When he got emotional up there, and I talked to a lot of Razorback fans, when he got emotional up there, it hit home with a lot of fans. Because, again, he didn't get emotional and choked up when he was talking about thanking all these people. He didn't get emotional and choked up when he was even talking about his family and his wife. He got emotional and choked up when he was talking about Arkansas and the fact that he wanted this job so badly. And now that he finally got it, as he pointed out, it was whatever's better than a dream. This is it. This is where he wants to be. He showed that this is where he wants to be. He is ecstatic for this opportunity, and I can't wait to see what he does with it. I think he'll do a phenomenal job. I think he'll get Arkansas at least back to being competitive again. And time will tell. Whenever there's any guarantees, but this is the way it needs to be. And I'm thankful that he's here. And I think it's great that we're going to be able to cover him too for the time being. So that's definitely who gets my dub today, Tommy.
All right, you want Sam Pittman? I'm just going to go something a little different. College Football Playoff Committee. I mean, their job was somewhat easy. You get three undefeated teams. You got conference champions, and they got four conference champions, I think, for the first time since 2015. But for the most part, I think they got it right. So, you know, that's not always the case. There's usually a lot of argument. I don't think there's a lot of argument over who should be in the football playoff this year. And I think they got them seated correctly. I give them a dub. I'm not a big LSU guy, but LSU, to me, passes the eye test. They're the number one team in the country until someone proves otherwise. They didn't fold to the public pressure of the upper Midwest and give it to Ohio State. I'm going to give my dub today to the College Football Playoff Committee, who, you know, a lot of times these committees get together and they don't come up with the right answer. But I think they got it right in this case.
Yeah, because, you know, throughout the year of the rankings and stuff, everyone's going to be freaking out and yelling and saying, how dare you rank us here? But at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is what it is at the final ranking. And I agree with you. They got it right. I mean, I can't argue the results. And it's going to be a phenomenal playoff. I mean, you have LSU and Oklahoma to kick things off. Clemson, Ohio State. I can't complain about those matchups.
I'm with you.
I'm with you on that, too. And what about you, Matty T? You got you a dub this morning?
Yes, I'm also going to go for the low-hanging fruit. My dub is the ESPN Arkansas crew, because I love how we're front and center at all of the big events, like when a new coach is named. Or
big events.
Or even, you know, all the post-game. We were right there. We had the video going, you know, for you to listen to. So great job, ESPN Arkansas. John Neighbors and the rest of the crew here for being front and center for all of the big happenings in Razorbacks.
All right, well, let me pull out my cash here and go ahead and give you that money there.
I don't think he had one. I think he just turned the microphone on and that's what came out of his mouth.
But you know what? It was a great one. Yeah. It was a great one because, you know, he was complimenting me and you. And so that's when you know it's great.
Yeah.
You'll have a little bonus.
I love being associated with winners.
There you go. So that's what it's all about. So like I said, Tommy, throw in a little extra something on the next paycheck that comes in there for Matty T.
Trying to figure out what these comments are going to cost us later.
Yeah, that's probably true. true, too.
These aren't for free.
No, they're not. They're never, ever for free when it comes to comments like that. All right, so for the scrubs, this one I could have gone in a lot of different directions. I may have a few other ones that we'll get into, but I'll go ahead and kick off. One of them when it comes to yesterday and this the whole plane tracking thing, which was fun and I enjoyed it. My scrub goes to those of you who felt like I was taking credit for plane tracking, as in like I was the only one doing it.
And you were.
You perfected it.
You were taking credit.
But the thing is I admitted fully that I wasn't doing anything. I was copying and pasting the text message I got from my buddies who were doing it.
Your
and
crew.
Taking their my squad, my crew, and I was putting the screenshots that they put up. Fully admitted it. I had people yesterday like mad at me. Saying, how dare you take credit? Like, you were the only one doing. You didn't do anything. You stole all your information from the message boards. I did not steal any message because I don't read message boards except for WooPig.net.
Oh.
Wear a cup. But that was really the only thing I ever read as far as Razorback stuff goes. And people were mad at me. And again, I hope nobody thought that I felt like I was the only one doing it because I know no, I wasn't the only
it,
one doing it.
You made it entertaining.
It. Well, I tried to make it entertaining. There was a lot of very capable people out there doing great jobs of plane tracking. I just wanted to get in on the fun. That's all it
was. And do it better.
Yeah. Thank you, Maddie T. You're really helping out my cause here.
Stand by.
Yeah, exactly. Had fun with it. That's all it was supposed to be, folks, is fun. That's all I wanted it to be was fun. Nothing personal. Everybody else did a great job with plane tracking as well. So there's my scrub.
My scrub, and we've gotten several of these on our social media comments this morning, couple of texts. I'm reading them on Facebook and Twitter from some of these people that live in our state that are listening to our show that aren't fans of Arkansas. Hey, we love you. You're welcome to listen. But why are you going out of your way to hammer Hunter Yurecek and the University of Arkansas? And you're trying to make fun of the situation about hiring Sam Pittman and how dare we Razorback fans think this may be successful.
This guy has no head coaching experience. He's never been a coordinator. How could this ever work out?
This arrogant, high and mighty view that some of you out there from, hey, it's easy to be a fan of Alabama right now.
Of course.
It's easy to be a fan of Oklahoma right now. That's easy. What if I brought up the name Mike DuBose or John Blake to you? Remember those
I'd
days.
Laugh.
Yeah, remember those days. And Arkansas's been worse than that. So, you know, you don't need to be coming in here trying to derail the parade today. Rain on the parade. Throwing water on campfires. We'll see how it works out. It's got to be better than 2-10.
Got to be.
Back-to-back years. So I just don't understand. I guess I'm just not a big enough jerk sometimes.
Well, don't sell yourself short. I know. Dr. Tommy, you're a tremendous jerk.
I know it. I just don't understand why. I mean, it's not even kicking someone they're down. Arkansas is worse than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're an easy target.
I mean, it's beyond that. I mean, I don't even know how to, you know, it's like Sam Pittman was talking about, you know, I had a dream and this is beyond a dream, whatever that is, you know. Well, Arkansas's program's beyond that right now.
It's been a nightmare.
Yeah. It's whatever's beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need these Alabama fans and these Oklahoma fans coming in here and just trying to pile on. You know, it's just ridiculous.
No.
Arkansas hired someone without head coaching experience because they had to.
Mm-hmm.
We get that. We know that. You know, is that what you want to spend 3 hours talking about? That's what you, the Alabama and the Oklahoma fan, coming at us this morning. That's why we're not giving you a lot of love, a lot of airtime. It just pisses me off. Mm-hmm. It just does.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it's easier, like you said, when your team's at the top to be able to kick other teams. Because listen,
this is our team, we know they stink, but we love them anyway.
I will fully admit, folks. When Arkansas, I felt like, was the top of the top, when they were number 3 in the country back in 2011, I felt the same way about all these other inferior programs and these inferior teams. I said, give me a break. Oklahoma State, Stanford, y'all got nothing on us. There's just something that comes along with it when you're a great team and you're a great program. You like to crap on everybody else because it makes you feel that much better. So,
yeah. I mean, we know the situation Arkansas is in here. We don't need you to remind us.
Yeah, we're fully aware.
We're fully aware.
We've gone through it. We understand. So, yeah, you don't have to continue to let us know.
Quit showing your posterior.
There you go. That's a very, very nice way of putting it. So, all right, it's a good scrub. All right, Maddie, what do you got?
Well, see, that's the thing about us. You know, we're there for the ups and the downs. You know, we're consistent. But there's some places, like, was brought to my attention by Miss Lisa, that didn't cover the big news yesterday, the new coaching hire in Northeast Arkansas.
Yep.
And I know there's some radio stations that didn't even have a presence yesterday at the press conference. So that's my scrub is, you know, it's like you want to beat up when it's bad, but you can't even show up when we've got a new coach hired. So
I saw Miss Lisa's comments because she couldn't get the live coverage and was, I guess, thanking us for having it on our video stream yesterday. And
yeah,
great job, guys.
Our live stream, the ability to do that. And she was taking some heat from her Red Wolf neighbors up there. And I'm going to tell you, I don't believe for a minute, and I haven't spent very much time in Northeast Arkansas. And I know there's A-State fans, and I have no problem with A-State fans at all. I have no problem with Arkansas State. You can root for both.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
And I don't know why there's this line up there with certain people, but you can read through the comments. With some people there is. But I think 80% of them up there are Arkansas fans.
Or at least casually root for them if they're not.
Or root for them first and A-State second, which is, you know. I remember once having a conversation here on the show years ago about someone had a house divided plate and it had Arkansas and UCA. It was Arkansas on one side. UCA. So is this a real problem?
Yeah, like,
is this a real problem?
Somebody made that license plate?
This has to be a custom-made plate because I can't imagine there's a big market for house divided between the UCA Bears. I mean, same thing. This isn't a house divided state.
No. It's one
reason you don't play each other.
That's right.
Well, you don't have a house divided. You know? Are we going to get house divided license plates for Arkansas and UAPB coming up? No. I mean, I just don't think it's the house divided they want us to think it is. No,
I don't think so either. I think that
there's a whole lot more Razorback fans in Jonesboro and the Northeast Corner than A-State wants to admit.
I do too.
And I think they love the Razorbacks in Northeast Arkansas. That's what I think.
And you know what they'd also love? They would also love the Morning Rush being up there on the radio station and so being able to listen to
us. I'm sorry that the media up there won't cover this, but thankfully, hitthatline.com, you are able to stream all of our coverage.
There you go.
We love Arkansas and we love Razorback.
Listen, it's, you know, it's a long ways over, and there's no, you know, that's the one thing in this state we do need is a better road from, say, Siloam Springs all the way over to Blytheville or somewhere in that northeast corner. 412 being four lane all the way across would help because there isn't great roads, you know. It is difficult. There is no interstate four lane system continuously from one end of the state to the other across the northern corridor.
That's right.
So it does make it difficult.
That's right. But that's, again, why we have so many different ways that you can listen to us in the morning.
That's right.
And we'll be at every big event.
That's right. We're about big events here on the Morning Rush. We will be at SEC Media Days. We'll be at the bowl game, whenever that ends up being from here on out. At tournaments, College World Series. You can always count on us to give you the number one coverage. No, hold on, Tommy. Don't be swearing here on the air.
I'm just telling these LSU people, these Oklahoma people, these Alabama people, just coming, you know, getting more of these messages. Don't be talking down to us Arkansas people. It just makes me angry. You're in no position to be talking down to us. You know, patting us on the head. Oh, they're there, Arkansas. They're there. You've got Sam Pittman as your head coach. Kiss my you-know-what. God, it just makes me mad.
I can understand, Tommy.
Well, I mean, you are the flag bearer for the state in the great state of Arkansas as we open.
I'm the flag bearer for the state?
I believe so.
That's a really tall.
Well, I mean, you open the hour and show every day.
It's a great state. I love this state.
We love this state. All of us do.
Yeah, that's right.
It just infuriates me when these people, I mean, I just got another message from someone. Now, I'm an Aggie fan and, you know, love Arkansas, you know, and they've gotten about four others since I made those comments from some Oklahoma people, too. You know, don't be talking down. That just, you're not that high and mighty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in the college football playoff. Go take your whooping and then we'll talk, you know.
I'd love to take a whooping in the college football playoff right now.
And so would Arkansas.
I'd love to get beat 52 to nothing. in the college football
playoff. This time next year we'll be getting beat.
This doesn't set well with me.
Yes.
So,
well, I understand.
I'd like to take a whooping in any bowl game right now.
Even the one in Montgomery?
I don't care. I'd go to Birmingham just to say you won four more games than you won this year.
Can we create a bowl game real quick? Unless I have Arkansas playing it.
I think they have bowl games for two-win teams.
Well, they should. You know, they got to have some sort of reward at the end of the season.
You could combine the wins for the last three seasons and barely qualify.
Is that the toilet bowl game?
Yeah, the toilet bowl, the Pooh Land Weed Eater Bowl way back when. Something like that.
Pooh Land is right.
Yeah.
Pooh Land.
Well, Tommy, I didn't realize that was what your scrub was going to be.
Well, I'm just, you know, my mentions and all this, just irks me.
Mm-hmm.
Gets under my skin. We are not people that are going to be talked down to. Sorry.
Refuse to do it.
And when we're on top again, we're going to be above doing that, too.
Well, I mean,
we've never been in a position.
No, we're going to be doing the same thing.
I will totally be a jerk about it.
I can't wait.
I will make sure that I make everybody just know who is the best. But got to get there first before you go on that. So, all right, there you have it. There is your scrubs and your doves.
Brought to you by Kevin Hickey Law Partners. If you're facing divorce or a child custody issue, DHS or criminal matter, Kevin Hickey can represent you through the whole process. They've dealt with it all. They've seen it all. Angry spouses bringing false accusations, ugly custody battles, DHS not giving you the whole story. It goes on and on and on, things that you may be going through right now. Call the legal professionals at Kevin Hickey Law. They can represent you through the whole process. 479-434-2414 in the River Valley, 479-802-6560 in Northwest Arkansas, or find them online at kevinhickeylaw.com. For all those numbers and more details, that's kevinhickeylaw.com.
People were calling in about, or texting and tweeting in about Tommy's little rant there. Sean says, Tommy's ready for What's Your Beef Wednesday. We may not have a beef after that thing.
You know, we do best and worst of the weekend on Mondays. Scrubs and dubs on Tuesdays. By Wednesday, I'm out of things to complain about. You've already...
Well, see, here's the thing, though, Tommy. I've noticed is that day to day, you have something new.
Well...
Not to say that
I'm
you complain.
I'm just a positive person. I, you know, just don't come up with that many things.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
It's just you have so many positive things happening in your daily life that you just never have to have anything that you're concerned about. So what that must be like to be Tommy Kraft for a day.
Just try to be a positive person.
Yeah, exactly. Just work on that for us, Tommy, will you?
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.